All right, boys and girls, welcome to the Rock and Roll Garage. I'm your host here at the Rock and Roll Garage. My name is Uncle Jimmy. Come on inside and have a seat. Once you get seated comfortably, we'll begin with Grease to Wheels podcast. Let me tell you something about the Rock and Roll Garage. The Rock and Roll Garage is not so much a place. It is a place. It does exist. But it is also metaphysical. It is a feeling. It is having the place where you go to be you. Maybe it is a garage. For me, it's a garage. It's called the Rock and Roll Garage. It is a utopia of the mind sometimes. Because if you're a technician like me, you kind of have in the back of your mind your dream garage. Your dream garage where everything is perfect. You have all of the tools you need. You have an endless number of lifts. You have lights. You have heat. You have air. Who fucking knows? You might even have a pit. Pits were things of the past, boys and girls. You probably don't have them unless, of course, you work at Jiffy Lube. They are kind of fucking famous for having pits. They stick some guy down in there and all he does is drain oil. Or at least he tries to drain oil. Sometimes he accidentally drains the tranny fluid and then the guy up top overfills the engine oil and the tranny's empty. But that's a subject for a whole nother podcast. Hey, what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a little test. And I know that you all just moaned a lot or a little, probably. But it's not going to require you to have to write anything. It's not going to require you to have to read anything unless you want to. Okay, because Eric has told me that he is going to post a PDF up on the Facebook page, probably. And let you look at the actual written test that I came up with for this podcast. Now, what I wanted to do was make note of the fact that, you know, you and I, unfortunately, we're not equals. And, well, maybe fortunately for you, I wouldn't want to be equal to me. I'm just kind of a fucking bonehead who gets by sometimes doing the bare minimum. But most of the time, I put in the work. I put in the work I need to do. I put in the work. I actually think I'm a good employee. I don't know. The opinions may vary. I know that some people didn't enjoy having me work in their shop or work with them for whatever reason. And it's fine. I get it. I probably didn't fucking like them either. For the most part, I try to do the job as the best I can. And I think I do a pretty good job. But you know what? I decided that one of the problems that we have, because I'm going on and on and on and on and on one more time and on this podcast about how we're underpaid. And one of the things that I've overlooked, and I haven't really overlooked it, but I've kind of glossed over it, and I want to go back and stop glossing over it and get right to the fucking meat of it, okay? Get right to the fucking point, as only your Uncle Jimmy can do. Let me just fucking point this out to you. What I want to do is I'm going to present to you the tech test, the Grease to Wheels tech test, okay? And what it is, it's a little test, and maybe if I go too fast or you don't want to rewind it or if you're just listening and you're like, fuck, I don't, you know, I'm not going to take some fucking test. I'm trying to fix a car and listen to my Uncle Jimmy at the same time, and I can barely do that right. I'm going to have the test. Eric said he would put the test up as a PDF file on the Facebook page. You can print it off and take it at your leisure. Okay. Now, it's not one of these multiple choice ones. It's not one of these fucking stupid. Technician A says he'd fuck your mom. Technician B says he'd fuck your mom. Technician C says he'd fuck both their moms. Technician D is everybody's going to fuck everybody. All of the above. Okay. It's not one of those. It's not one of those. Well, you don't get those questions on an ASC test. Yeah. No, you get those questions on an ASS test, which is an asshole test, which I'm probably going to have to do now that I just thought about it. Anyway, I digress completely. I'm going to move forward here. It's not one of these Technician A, Technician B tests. It's just a sort of give yourself points if you fit into a category or not. And if you don't fit into that category, move down the scale and fit yourself in wherever it is you fit. Now, each question is going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different levels of answers to it. And I'll tell you what I mean by, well, I'll give you the very first one, okay? The very first question on the Grease to Wheels tech test, there's 10 questions, okay? And there's no studying allowed, goddammit. The first question is, do you show up to work on time? And here's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 6 answers here. You get 10 points, and you just got to write down number one and give yourself 10 points or whatever, how many points you fit into. You get 10 points if you are always early. Does this make you a good technician? No. It just means you're fucking early. They say early bird gets the worms. I say, yuck, I hate worms. Fuck that. I'm not getting there early. Okay, so I don't get 10 points. Not as your Uncle Jimmy, I don't. But if you're always early, some of you are always early. Some of you get in there and want to start getting the fucking job done right away. And I applaud you. I would say that that makes you an excellent employee, unless, of course, you're a dipshit and you just show up early because you're too stupid to know when the shop really actually opens or when you're actually really supposed to be there. And I've also heard of some shops now that will just let you show up whenever you want. They just say, hey, look, just come in, fix a bunch of cars, stay as long as you want, as long as you give us like, you know, 8 solid hours of work, boom, fucking go home. You can show up at 8, 8.30, 9 o'clock, as long as you come in and do the fucking job. Don't show up too late. You know, I mean, you know, somewhere between the 7 o'clock and 8 and 9 o'clock work start time, we would like to see, okay? But if you're in traffic, because lots of big cities have traffic, it's just fucking mind-numbing. I know a lot of you may even be listening to this right now while you're sitting in traffic, wondering why the fuck the guy in front of you is leaving 8 car spaces in front of him. Because that guy is a stupid fuck. That's why. Okay, there's your answer. Okay. But seriously, if you show up whenever you can and then you give them 8 hours or you maybe 9 or 10 even, who knows, they're happy with that. They're like, look, coming into work on time at, you know, 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock or 9 o'clock. That's just stupid. You can't do it every day. I don't give a fuck who you are. Okay. But if you always show up early, 10 points. There you go. And personally, I would love to find one of these shops where you could just show up whenever you feel like it. It seems like the shop I work in now is like that. So unofficially, of course. The next one is at 8 points if you are always on time. Well, like I said, it being always on time is kind of tough too because, you know, sometimes people do stupid stuff on the roads. You know that as well as I do. Sometimes I do stupid stuff on the road, but typically it's not deadly or causes a crash. I just do stupid stuff and get away with it. 8 points if you're always on time. Yeah. You know, maybe I'd say once a year you're late and it's not your fault. Okay, so 8 points there. 6 points if you show up late occasionally. That's probably the category that your Uncle Jimmy fits in. So I'm going to give myself a 6, okay? So far, first question, I'm a 6. I don't know where you are. There's some other choices here too as well. 4 points if you are frequently late. Okay, if you're frequently late, you're still there, right? And you say frequently late, 10, 15 minutes, that's all we're talking about. 2 points, you only get 2 points if you show up almost always late. If you just show up late and that's it. You're just going to be late. That's it. You know, it's like you're one of these people who when he wakes up, he's at work. You know, you're at home in bed. You kick your feet out of bed. Your feet hit the floor. Boom. You're at work as far as you're concerned. Time is not yours. You have to get ready to go to work. Fuck it. You're at work in your mind. In your mind, you're at work. And if you get there, okay, whatever. And then, of course, you get 0 points if you say, fuck them. And you don't even show up at all. You just say, fuck them. You know, you wake up in the morning, maybe, and you're hungover, or maybe you're still drunk, or maybe you have a mimosa for breakfast, and maybe a Bloody Mary or whatever, and you're just looking at the TV, sitting on a couch with your head in your hand, wondering why you're not dead yet, and somebody calls you up, and they say, are you coming in? And you say, fuck them, and you hang up. You don't even show up. You get 0 points. Okay, so there's 0 points if you just say fuck them and you don't even bother showing up. And probably if you say fuck them enough, you'll just not have a job. But that's fine. Okay, so we're going to move on to question number 2. And I'm scoring myself. So far I have 6 points, okay? So brown nosers will have 10. People who are diligent about coming into work and are almost always on time, they'll have an 8. I have a 6 because, you know, I show up late occasionally. And occasionally being a word that I used to... instead of daily. No, I'm sometimes on time, but not as often as I would like. Okay. Question number 2. Are you prepared to work when you show up? All right. Are you prepared to dive in and start fixing cars when you show up to work? And the answers to this question, the points you get, is going to describe how enthusiastic you are, what kind of attitude you are, what you bring to work with you, and when you're ready to actually do the fucking work. 10 points if you come in and you get right to it. Now, that's me. I will come in because what I do, I work late. I'm a late worker. I set myself up for the next day before I leave. I want to get to a certain point. I want to get certain things done. I try not to ever leave a car with no oil in it because I won't remember that I didn't put oil in it and it could be a problem. So always before I go home, make sure you put the oil in the car. If you were doing an oil change and it was late and you wanted to go home, make sure you put the oil in the car. That's probably probably the best piece of advice your Uncle Jimmy can give you. Okay. But, I like to get myself ready for the next day, the day before. I'll make a list of what I got to do. Maybe it's a mental list. Sometimes I have to write it down if I got a lot. I'll leave a car on my lift, sometimes half done. I like to do the dirty work the night before and then do the clean work, you know, breaks I'm talking about, really, basically. I'll do all the dirty work on the breaks the night before so I can go home, take a shower, come in fresh and clean, boom, bang them on, not have to get all fucking filthy dirty first thing in the morning. Okay, so 10 points if you come in and you get right to it. I'm going to give myself a 10 because I do. I come in and I fucking hop right on it and I start fucking the beast right in the ass and get it done. All right, 8 points. 8 points if you change your clothes and then you get to it. I see. I still get a 10, boys and girls, because I come to work dressed in my work clothes. They're at home. I don't let the laundry company wash them. I've got a fucking thing about that. If you've ever watched them wash your clothes, you probably wouldn't let them wash your clothes either. They throw them in a great big fucking vat. And they throw them in there with everybody else's fucking uniforms, regardless of what they do. They could be a phlebotomist who gets mucus all over them all day long. They could be a fucking teller at a sperm bank. Would you want that uniform washing around in the water with yours? Fuck no. Christ almighty, we know how people can't hit a garbage can with a fucking wadded up piece of paper. Imagine how bad it would be being a teller at a sperm bank. Ugh, can't even fucking wrap my mind around it. All right, I'm not gonna let them wash my clothes. They can give me clothes, I'll wash them myself. This way I can have some quality control over how clean they get, or the other shit, by the way, that they come in contact with. Not to say that my clothes are cleaner than anybody else's, they're just in my mind cleaner. Okay, so you get 8 points if you come in, change your clothes, and then you get to it. And some people do that. You know, they come in and they want to wear shorts and a t-shirt and a hoodie and whatever, and then they put the uniform on. And they get to it. Okay. So, but there's a disconnect there. You show up at 8 o'clock, you punch in at 8 o'clock, and then you go change your uniform. It takes you 5-10 minutes or whatever. Okay. 6 points. You're going to get 6 points for this particular question. If you change your clothes, you get coffee, and then you get to it. This is a category I think a lot of you fit into. You got to have coffee. Everybody's got to have some caffeine. I don't use coffee as a caffeine delivery system. I use Mountain Dew. I've heard many tales about how sodas such as Mountain Dew and maybe even Mellow Yellow can make you sterile. So actually it doubles for me as a caffeine delivery system and a birth control. Okay, when I'm not using my actual personality for birth control, that is. But moving on. So you get 6 points. If you change your clothes, you get coffee, and then you get to it. Okay, now 4 points. Here's where you get 4 points. If you change your clothes, you get coffee, and then you shoot the shit with one of the guys in the shop for anywhere from 10 minutes to 20 minutes to half an hour. Okay, you're just not prepared to do the job. You showed up at 8 o'clock, but you might as well be late because you're not going to get to it until 8:30, maybe even 8:45. So you got 4 points there. 2 points if you take an hour. Okay, and this is, you know, you're just barely getting points at all here. 2 points if you take an hour just to get ready to get to it. And I mean, if you come in, you fuck off for an hour. I mean, you're talking to people, you're getting coffee, you're changing your clothes, you're flirting with the receptionist. Who knows what you're doing? There's 1,000 things you could do that have nothing to do with working on a car, at work even. And so you're doing one of those things and you're doing it for an hour, you get 2 points. That's it, okay? And 0 points. If you come in and you just say fuck them and you don't do anything all morning, and I've seen that, I've seen the fuck them, you know, hey, you're gonna do something today? Yeah, fuck them, you know, are you gonna pull a car in and fix it and maybe, you know, earn some money? Yeah, fuck them. That's question number two. Question number three. Let's move on. When you get your first repair of the day, do you blank? Okay, and this is kind of a fill in. This isn't a technician A versus technician B thing. This is just a what do you do. What do you do? You're technician A and technician B and all the way down the line to Z. You're the guy. What do you do with the first repair order of the day? 10 points. This is how you get 10 points. Just pull it in right away and start working on it. Just pull the fucking thing in. You know, you got an arrow, no matter what it says on there. You know, it could say line one, customer states car was attacked by a UFO. Please check damage. Boom. Pull the fucking thing in and check the damage. Do you care if it was damaged by a UFO or by a badger? Or by a small group of midgets. No, you don't give a fuck what the RO says. It says check the damage. You pull it in, you start working on it, you start looking at it, you start working on it, fixing it, whatever it is. Whatever it says, okay? That's how you get 10 points, okay? Now, I probably would give myself 10 points too because I don't really give a fuck what the service advisor writes. I'm not even sure he knows many more than like 300 or 400 words in English. Anyway, so he's going to write what he can based on what he heard. So I'm going to have to probably figure out what the fuck he's talking about. I'm going to have to figure it out, you know, and they can write, and they have, trust me, they can write whatever nonsense they want. As long as they give me some sort of a direction to go to, which at times they can't do that either. I mean, like what am I looking at? You know, the right front tire has, and they could use any word in the English language to describe what's wrong with the right front tire. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They could say it's overly masticated. What? It's been chewed on. Okay, great. But I know it's the right front. That's all I need to know. Get to it, okay? 10 points if you're going to do that. 8 points. Here's how you get 8 points. If you just pull the fucking car in at your leisure, you're looking at the RO and you're going, what's wrong with this car? And then your mind, you're going, probably this, probably that, probably this, probably that. Then you pull it in. Then you pull it in. You fuck off and you pull it in. Okay, maybe it takes 5-10 minutes. 6 points. This is how you get 6 points on question number three. You complain about what the concern is without even looking at the vehicle. Say you got that line, customer states car was attacked by a UFO. You look at your fucking team leader or your dispatcher or maybe even your foreman, you go, what the fuck? The car got attacked by a UFO? The car got attacked by those UFO, aliens don't come down and attack cars, okay? First off, there's too fucking many of them. They're not going to have enough ammunition with them after traveling clear across the fucking galaxy to attack a car. Not going to happen. I mean, there's just too many of them. It's like trying to stomp out ants, okay? You might get a few thousand of them, but you're not going to kill them all. And they're going to come back just as strong, you know? So that would be a complete waste of time. And that's what I'm talking about with point number six, with 6 points, okay? You're going to complain about something that has nothing to do with anything. It says the car is damaged. Pull the fucking car in and look at the damage. Do you give a fuck how it happened? No. You're not a forensic scientist. This is not CSI Grease the Wheels. We're not here to figure out exactly who did what, when, and where, and how, and with what. We're not here to do that. They can say whatever they want in the RO that just says to check the fucking damage. Maybe a fucking alien got a little squirrely with the anal probe, missed, and poked a hole in the dashboard. And that's all they want you to look at is the hole in the dashboard. You don't care that an alien missed an anus. Okay, you don't care about that. All right. 4 points on question number three. If you throw a fit because you have to look at that particular vehicle. You would be surprised how many of you fit into that fucking category. Many, many, many of you fit into that category. A lot of times, I'm telling you, a lot of times, we all get cars we just would rather not look at. And so if we get an RO and it's a car that we would rather not look at, and it's a complaint that we'd rather not look at, we just melt right the fuck down. We do. We lose our shit completely. And that, if you're that kind of person, and if you do that on a regular basis, you get 4 points, okay? Because what's going to happen is somebody's going to come over, and they're gonna hug you, and they're going to pat your back, and they're going to say, everything's going to be all right, just pull it in, we'll look at it together. Usually a foreman or somebody like that, you know? And you calm down, but you're still like, what the fuck? You know, what the fuck? Why am I fucking looking at this fucking thing? Jesus Christ, what the fuck? You just don't want to look at it. 2 points are available for this particular question if you completely lose your shit for having to work on this, okay? There's a difference there. 4 points, you could throw a fit at, that you have to look at the vehicle, but 2 points if you completely lose your fucking shit. And let me tell you something. With the brand I work on, the brand I work for, there's about 3 or 4 different types of vehicles that they have built, and that's being kind to say that they built them, that if they come in, that people actually run outside the building and then call in sick. They say, I'm going home. I don't feel good. Because they don't want to work on it. There's some fucking whole, there's every make, every brand out there has a car that when the people who work on that particular brand see it, they say, fuck. They don't want to work on it. It's horrible. It's fucking horrible. You're right. I know a lot of fucking people do not want to work on the brand of cars I work on. And you know what? That's fine with me. I'll fucking work on them. I'll take home the fat wads of cash, the pallets of bills wrapped up nicely for working on them. Thank you very much. Don't work on them. Don't work on them. Don't work on them. Send them down the road to me. I'll fucking work on them. And you know what? I will reciprocate. I will send you all the Audis, and you can work on them to your heart's content. I know there's a lot of people out there love Audis. I'm just not one of them. Okay? All right. Let's move on. Now that I've pissed off some of my Teutonic buddies. The last point in this particular question, number three, 0 points if you say, fuck them. I ain't working on that pile of shit. You flip off your dispatcher and you walk out the fucking building. You know, and you could do that all you want, really. You know, somebody hands you a car. It's like, oh, I don't want to work on this car. Fuck that. Fuck them. I'm not working on that pile of shit. And you tell somebody to go fuck themselves because you think they're trying to fuck you over by making you work on some pile of shit you don't want to work on. And they know you don't like it. That's the thing. And I'll tell you something. Here's a little tip from your Uncle Jimmy, just as a side point. If you don't like something, like a song or a band or a style of music or a certain kind of food or a certain kind of anything, a baseball team, a football team, if you don't like the color red, you know, anything, do not, whatever you do, if you're a technician in the automotive industry, do not fucking tell anybody because they will go out of their way to shove that shit up your ass somehow or another just to piss you off. Because that's the way people are. That's the way technicians are anyway. And some technicians are actually people, which is in some cases tough to believe. But if you tell somebody what you hate, you can bet you're going to get a fucking Sam's Club package of it in your fucking face every day. Tell no one what you hate. Tell no one what you hate. And if somebody finds that you hate something and they start shoving it in your face or maybe up your ass or both, don't acknowledge that you hate it. Don't acknowledge. It'll stop. It'll stop a lot faster than if you go off on them. Believe me, there's a technician in my shop right now who's still alive because of this technique. Okay? All right. So that's question number three. You get 0 points if you say fuck them. Okay. Number four, when asked to do a multi-point inspection or create a walk-around video, do you blank? Here's another one of those fill-in-the-blank ones. 10 points if you just do them, the video and the inspection without hesitation. Okay. 8 points. Let me move on to the 8 points. 8 points if you do the inspection and the video, but you grumble that you're not getting paid for them. Okay. Yeah. I do them, but I do. I am very angry at them that I don't get paid for them because I get paid for the time I expend at work. And when they refuse to pay me for the time that I expend at work, that means that they're fucking ripping me off. That means they're ripping me off. They're not seeing the value in what I do. And therefore, at some point in time, when they want something from me, I'm going to tell them to go fuck themselves. Okay? I will. I'll say, oh, you want me to do something else for free, huh? Let's just add that to the list of shit you want me to do for free. Oh, that list has another name. It's shit you can go fuck yourself for, okay? I'm not doing it, okay? In case you can't tell, boys and girls, I'm very angry about not being paid for doing multi-point inspections and walk-around videos. Very angry, okay? And I'm not asking for $1,000 a piece, okay? I'm not asking them to give me all that much money. I want two-tenths of an hour to do the MPI and 2/10 of an hour to do the video. And you want to know something? My videos are top fucking notch, bitch. Hey, I will break my arm, pat myself on the back. I do fucking great videos. I've been told I do great videos. They fucking love them. The customers love them. Everybody loves them. And you know what? I have even figured this out. This is going to be another podcast. I want to just touch on this briefly, seeing as how we're talking about it really quickly. You can actually sell stuff through a video. Did you know that? I have figured it out, okay? Now, I had a car the other day that had 4 tires sold on it, okay? And I asked the advisor, I said, did you sell an alignment? They go, oh, no, I didn't sell an alignment. Well, why not? Some excuse, you know, I didn't want to, or I don't care, or fuck this guy, whatever. It doesn't matter what the excuse was, he didn't sell it, okay? So I go, and I'm doing a video on the car after I hear this from him. So I'm showing him the car with the old tires on it, and I'm like, hey, check this tire out. This tire is shot because your alignment is shot. Look at this. You're worn on the inside edge. It's got heel to toe wear. It's not worn evenly across the face. You probably don't have a steering wheel that's straight across when you're driving down the road. You really need an alignment. So definitely call your advisor up and tell him, hey, remember you talked me out of the alignment? I want an alignment. No shit. 15 minutes later, he comes back and says, oh, we're doing an alignment now. Yeah. Thanks a lot, asshole. That guy's not an asshole. He's pretty cool. I like him a lot, but he was cool about it, and I didn't give him too much shit. So, because you and I know, we kind of need to make friends with our advisors at times, regardless of what your Uncle Jimmy says all the time. You kind of need to be nice to them and help them out when you can because they're the guys who are supposed to sell the stuff, and every once in a while they just don't want to. Okay. All right, question number four, we're going to go back. 6 points if you sleepwalk through the MPI in the video. Okay. If you just do them to just get them done, okay, I get it. Especially if you're not getting paid, fuck them. They get what they pay for, right? 6 points if you do that. 4 points if you just pencil whip the inspection, which is everything's good, regardless of what it's like, and you make the shortest poor quality video possible. Hi, this is your car. This is a video of your car. This is a video of a whole bunch of stuff in your car that's hammered. You should probably get it replaced, but you're not going to because you're cheap. All right, that's it. Bye-bye. And then 2 points if you just fudge the MPI. You know in your mind, you know the car is in tough shape, but you just go through, it's all fine. And you purposely make a shitty video. You put your finger over a portion of the lens and you mumble through the whole fucking thing and you don't show them anything worth the shit. You just whatever. You just do it to get it done. And that's the 2 point version of question number 4. For 0 points, you just go, fuck them. And you don't do either one of them at all. Say, fuck them. Just fuck them. All right. Moving along to question number 5. When necessary to perform diagnosis, do you fill in the blank again? 10 points if you diligently do all of the diagnosis necessary to determine the actual problem. You know how many of you are going to get 10 on that? Yeah, probably none of you. None of us do that. Maybe you do that, okay? And I'll give you credit. And that's why it exists as a 10-point thing. You should do that. We should all do that. But if you get a car, let's say that you do all of the diagnosis you can to make sure that you have properly diagnosed the problem. You have probably wasted your time. And I'm serious, okay? Because if you have been working on that brand for a while and something comes in and something's wrong, in your mind, you're thinking, okay, I've seen this before and this is what was wrong then. So what you do is you check that first. You check that first. Instead of following a test plan that a tester sets out for you, that a diagnostic tester sets out for you, it says, do this. And like the 5th or 6th thing on the list is to check the one thing that you think is wrong with it. You're going to go check what you think is wrong with it first, find that is more than likely the problem, and you're going to fix that problem, and you're going to be more efficient and quicker, and you're going to get paid more. Because what you're going to do, and this is a podcast that's coming up in the future, boys and girls, is you're going to claim you did all those steps before that and get the money for doing all those steps before that when you didn't even fucking do them. Because you know what? Warranty doesn't pay shit, okay? Warranty doesn't pay shit. We know that it doesn't pay shit. They know it doesn't pay shit. The reason that it doesn't pay shit is not because of you. It's not because of the technician. It's because of the dealership. If you work in a dealership and you have to do warranty work on a car, the manufacturer knows that the dealership is going to get the lion's share of the money for all the work you do to a car. So consequently, they're going to try to fuck them by making the warranty times so fucking low that when you go to fix them, nobody makes any money, not you or the dealer. And they get to keep it. It's a little bit of a payback for them. It's a little bit of, hey, how do you like it when people fucking do it to you? Asshole to the dealership. That's what it is, okay? If the manufacturer could pay the technician directly, I can tell you right now, with no uncertainty, that the manufacturer would be way more generous. Way more generous. But that's a whole other podcast that I haven't done, and I will someday. You trust me, okay? You can count on your Uncle Jimmy to come through for you on that one. All right, so you have to perform diagnosis and you diligently do all of the diagnosis to determine the actual problem. You are following the manufacturer's recommended test plan, regardless of what you think is wrong. Okay, you get 10 points. Because honestly, you're going to try to get paid for all that stuff anyway. If you really do it, then kudos to you, my inefficient friend. Okay, 10 points for that. 8 points. You get 8 points if you do most of the diagnosis necessary and fill in the blanks with educated guess. That's what I was talking about right there. You get 8 points. I will get 8 points because if somebody comes in, and I'll tell you, I had one just Friday where I knew what was wrong with the car. I went to it. I found that was the problem. I could not get the fucking tester to give me a diag code for what was really wrong with the car. It said no. The tester said, really, if it could speak, it would have said it out loud. This is not what's wrong with the car. And I would have had an argument with it and fucking pushed it off the fucking bench and said, fuck you. It is what's wrong with the car. Because when you test a battery, and what it was a bad auxiliary battery in a hybrid car. It had 5 fucking volts. Ladies and gentlemen, it was a 12-volt battery. 12-volt batteries have 5 volts. They're fucking finished. And every fault in the car was related to that. But when I went in to do the fault for the battery, it said, no, the battery's fine. No, the battery is not fucking fine. As a test plan, you don't work worth the fuck. Okay, so I was able to do that. I'm giving myself an 8 on that one too, because I'm not going to diligently do all the diagnosis necessary to fix the actual problem when I know what's wrong and I can go right to it and diagnose it and be correct. That's the main point here, is that my educated guess was also the correct guess. Okay, but it was still a guess. But I mean, I went through and proved that I was right. I didn't just fucking slam the part in there and say, "Oh, I was wrong," because that's down the line a little farther here. 6 points on that question. 6 points if you check the fuse and then just shotgun in a control module. If the fuse is good, the module must be bad. Boom, module time. Module time. Load the parts cannon up. Because you know what happens. We all know what happens. And a lot of technicians out there do this. If they got a fault for a module, they replaced the module. If the module didn't fix it, the module suddenly became a diagnostic tool, right? Now you know that that's not what's wrong. It's either one of the inputs, the outputs, or the wires, but you've eliminated the control module as the concern. So it works. That's why you get 6 points. Now 4 points, if you guess what's wrong and that's wrong. You shotgun a control module in and it didn't work. You're only going to get 4 points. Now, you can have a success ratio there. I know guys who do this, and how am I supposed to critique other people that do the same thing I do? I mean, I try to. I tell you about idiots and morons and shit people have done and try to get you to see things the way I see them. But really, why would I do that? I should just be concerned with what I do and not with what somebody else does. Okay, so if you guess a lot and you shotgun a lot of control modules and you're wrong a lot, then you get a 4. That's 4 points. You put in the effort, not very much of it, but you put in the effort, and now you're going to have to go back and fix what's really wrong. Okay, 2 points. You only get 2 points on this particular question. If you just don't even scan the vehicle, you make a semi-educated guess, and you shotgun a control module. And maybe 2 times out of 10, you're right. And then, of course, there's the zero. The zero on question number 5 is, if you don't even pull the vehicle in, and you make a wild guess after reading the complaint line on the RO, and then you shotgun a control module as a total wild-ass guess, and you are completely wrong. And then you know what you say? Oh, well, fuck them. 0 points. All the fuck them guys out there are going to get 0 points in this test. Let me just fill you in on that right now, okay? All right, now this podcast is running a little long, so I'm going to try to trim it down a little bit and maybe fucking lay off the comments, okay? When you have to do maintenance, do you blank? Okay, another one of those blank questions. If you do maintenance on cars, some of us do maintenances. I do maintenances on cars. They come in, they're waiters, they're maintenance waiters, and you just need an oil change, maybe a brake fluid flush, microfilters, whatever. Okay, and you're a fucking fully trained, highly experienced master technician, and it really is kind of a waste of your time to do maintenances when really, literally, everybody else in the shop could do them, but they're not going to. Okay, so if you have to do a maintenance, do you blank? 10 points if you perform every service exactly the way it should be done and top off all the fluids and set all the tire pressures, which is what you would do if your mom brought her car to you, or if you were working on your own car, or maybe your sister or your brother's car. You would do all of that. You would make sure their car was good. You treat your customers like you treat family. Maybe you treat them better than family because you hate your family. Either way, you do the job exactly the way it should be done. Okay, you get 10 points. 8 points if you perform every service the way it should be done. But I didn't put anything in there about topping off the fluids or setting the tire pressures, because that's just sort of extracurricular shit. And if you do it, you get 10. If you don't do it, you get 8. 6 if you do almost all of the services, but you throw the cabin filters in the trash. Now, if you work for a brand that doesn't do micro filters or cabin air filters, you need to thank your lucky stars, because engineers and car designers and people who design heating and air conditioning systems in cars figured out a while back that they needed to put some sort of filter in there to keep the air going into the cars a little cleaner than just the regular fucking outside air. Okay, great. Fucking wonderful concept, okay? But then they had to figure out where to put these filters. And some of them are in the fucking worst spot you've ever fucking seen. And the more cars get more shit jammed into them, the worse it gets. And some of them you have to pull off 2 sometimes three panels to get at the spot where it is. And then you have to fucking hold the door open with one hand while you reach in with a pick tool and pull out one or possibly even two of these microfilters. And they're always, always full of leaves and junk and shit. And sometimes they're mildewy and moldy, and which is dangerous, by the way. And then you have to throw them away and you have to stick new filters in there. And do you know who's going to notice that you put new microfilters in their car? Wait for it. Nobody. So if you don't replace them and you say you did, nobody's going to know. Nobody's going to know. Only person who's going to know is you. So can you live with yourself for getting paid for something you didn't do? A lot of people can. A real lot of people can. And one of my buddies who probably is listening is going to laugh when I say this because he was the first one I heard say it, but he had a mantra. When it came to microfilters, he says, if it's in the dash, it's in the trash. I can't do that. My feeling is, it's an old school feeling. If I get paid for something, God damn it, I need to do it. Okay, but you get 6 points if you do all the services diligently, but you throw the cabin filters in the fucking trash. So there you go. You're getting 6 points, buddy. All right. 4 points is what you get if you at least just do the oil service and you say fuck everything else. Because seriously, you don't have to do brake fluid flushes either. Do you know that? If you don't do a brake fluid flush, if it says on the arrow on your repair order to do a brake fluid flush and you don't do it, you know who's going to notice? Here again, just you. Just you. Because I'll tell you right now, there's lots of cars in the junkyard that still have the absolute original factory installed brake fluid in them. They do. It still works. Great, but yeah, it still works. Somebody figured out a while back that, you know what, brake fluid is hygroscopic, which is a fancy word for it sucks up water. And when it does, because water sucks as a brake fluid because it boils real easy compared to brake fluid. And that's the thing. You don't want it to boil. Okay. So you change it. Now, here again, I'm a diligent kind of an old school guy. I change the brake fluid. When it says brake fluid flush, I fucking do it. I got it down, though. I mean, I can just do it. You know, it's one of those things. You do it, it becomes routine, you do it. But I know people who have been paid for thousands and thousands of brake fluid flushes and have never actually done one, okay? Number two, you get 2 points on question number 6 if you forget to replace the oil filter during a service. Never did that myself. I have seen cars where it appeared that other people had done that. If you do that, you're only going to get 2 points. And 0 points if you take the car and instead of pulling it into the shop and performing any of the maintenances, you just take it right over to the car wash, you don't do any of the services at all, and you're quoted as saying, they need their services done? Yeah, fuck them. Fuck them. So the fuck them boys, if you're one of the fuck them boys, you're scoring out here after test question 6 at a fucking flat 0. And you're probably not surprised because you know what you're saying about my test right about now? Yeah, fuck them. All right, number 7. Do you help people you work with when they need it? Okay, I'm just going to dive right in. 10 points if you are always available with knowledge or a possible tool. 8 points if you are almost always available with a knowledge or tool. I'm going to give myself an 8 because sometimes I value my tools more than I value any kind of friendship or camaraderie, and I'll tell them, yeah, I don't have that tool. When I do, I just don't want to lose it or I don't want them to fuck it up. Okay. And that, yeah, you'd be surprised how many times I'll tell somebody, yeah, I don't have one of those. And then they'll walk by my work area later and go, oh, you do have one of those. I go, yeah, I just got it. And I don't want it to break. So if you want to borrow it in the future, you're still going to be shit out of luck. Bitch, go buy your own. Fuck you. Okay. 6 points. You get 6 points if you only help certain people. I'm going to give myself an 8 because I really honestly will help other people. I don't pick and choose who I want to help. I have some guys in the shop I could care less for, and yet if they need help, I will help them. 4 points if you help people, but obviously you just don't want to. You know, you're working away. Maybe you got your hands halfway up a car's ass. Somebody says, hey, man, can you give me a hand? You're like, oh, Christ almighty, what the fuck? Yeah, I guess so. Okay, you're going to get 4 points, mister, I guess so. Okay, 2 points if you don't want to help anybody. You're going to get 2 points. And you don't want to help anybody, but you probably do help somebody every once in a while. But you don't want to help people. Somebody comes over. Hey, man, can you help me push in the car? Yeah, fuck no. You know, go fuck yourself. Push it in yourself. Get somebody else to help you. Fuck you. And then, of course, the 0 point boys are here, the fuck 'em boys. 0 points if you absolutely do not help anyone, reinforcing your motto of fuck them. Fuck them. All right. Here's number eight. We're going to move on here. Can your boss slash manager count on you to do a good job? 10 points if they can always count on you, and 8 points if they can usually count on you. 6 points if you are not very reliable and they can rarely count on you. 4 points if they know they can't count on you. They just know they can't count on you. 2 points, you're going to get 2 points if they can count on the fact that they know they can't count on you. They know they can't count on you. They cannot. They count on the fact that they cannot count on you. Oh, what about this guy? Oh, you can't count on him. I can count on that you can't count on him. All right. You're going to get 0 points if they can always count on you to tell them, fuck them. They can count on it. You're one of the fuck them boys. Fuck them boys are staying, holding steady at zero right through eight questions. We're going to go to number nine. We're almost done, okay? And it wasn't that bad, was it? Jesus Christ. Hey, number nine is, do you give your employer 100% effort? Do you? Do you give them 100%? 10 points if you give 100% 100% of the time. You know what? I'm actually going to give myself a 10 on that one because I actually do give my employer 100%. If they need something from me, and I'm going to give myself a 10 on the last one too. That's number eight. Because they know they can count on me. I will come through for them. Number nine, I'm also going to give myself a 10. I give them 100%, 100% of the time. Eight points on that question. If you give 100%, 90% of the time, most of the time you're up to the task. Sometimes you're just, can I have you help me out? No, you know what? Go fuck yourself. You know, just every once in a while, you just pull it out of the sheath and you stick it in their fucking stomach. Go fuck yourself. But most of the time they can come up to you and go, you know, can you help me out? 100% of the time, 90% of the time. Okay. 6 points if you give 100%, about 50% of the time, half the time. Or as they say in Anchorman, 50% of the time, it works every time. Okay. You give 100%, you give 100%, but not all the time. Maybe half the time. All right. So that gives you 6 points. 4 points if you rarely ever give 100%, but you're there and you're given some sort of percentage. Okay. And two points. You get 2 points if you almost never give them 100%. But every once in a while, you put an effort in, okay? And then, of course, 0 points if you say, fuck them, 100% of the time. The last question, we finally fucking made it. Unbelievable, right? Number 10, would you hire you if you weren't you? In other words, you had an out-of-body experience. You're a guy interviewing people to work in your shop, and you're interviewing yourself. Maybe you don't know it's you. Maybe you do know it's you. Maybe you know the things about you. Maybe you know things about you that nobody else does. And if you were to talk to yourself as a second person, he would know that too. Not good. Not a good situation, right? Not good, Eddie. Okay, 10 points if you would absolutely hire you, yourself. I'm an excellent employee. I would hire me. Okay. And you know what? I would hire me. Okay. But I would also probably not like the fucking shitty attitude that comes with me. And I might even say something in the interview along the lines of, hey, keep the Uncle Jimmy to a minimum. All right. All right. 8 points if you would hire you, but then later you regretted it, which you might, you know, you never know. If you were that kind of employee, you said, yeah, I hired that guy. I think he's going to be pretty good. A week later, you're like, I wish I hadn't hired him. And you're talking about yourself. It's like, fuck, what the fuck, really? 6 points if you would hire you, but then you would fire yourself immediately because, well, basically you know that you suck or that you're bad or evil or a thief or whatever you are. You know that. You would hire you, but then you would think about it and go, no, never mind. And you show up on the first day and say, you know, we changed our minds. You're fucking fired. Get the fuck out. Okay. 4 points if you would not hire you because you're a piece of shit. Now, I don't think that a lot of people know that they're a piece of shit. I, on the other hand, know that I'm a piece of shit and I deal with it. Okay. But I'm a good employee. I would hire me. All right. But I'm still a piece of shit. But 4 points if you would not hire yourself because you're a piece of shit. And maybe you're not familiar with it, but you would find out later and you'd find out that you were a piece of shit. And maybe if you had a time machine or you were Marty McFly or somebody like that, you would go back and say, don't hire him. But that's me. Yeah, but don't hire him. But that's me. Don't fucking hire me. You're a piece of shit. You didn't know you're a piece of shit? Now, let me tell you something. Hey, Doc, he's a piece of shit. Marty, what is it that makes him a piece of shit? He just sucks at the job and he's got a poor attitude all the time. Okay. 2 points. If you would not hire you, and during the interview, you call security to have yourself escorted off the premises. I could probably easily fit into that category, boys and girls. I might be so belligerent and obnoxious in the interview that I would have to be physically removed from the premises. It could happen. You've heard me go off. You've heard me lose my temper. You've heard me get angry and shout and scream obscenities. Some of you have even seen it, which, you know, I would apologize, except for, you know, I fucking meant it. So, no, there's no apologies, okay? I would if I went off on me, fuck, I would get myself kicked out. I would kick my fucking self out. And this is like the most zen thing ever, really. Honestly, would you hire you? You know, it's like, well, no, I probably, you know, it depends. You know, if I'm the Uncle Jimmy that comes in and does his job the best he can and is in a good mood and helps everybody out and all the other points in this test, I'd say, yeah, you know, I'd hire me. But then if I'm fucking getting zeros all through the fucking test here where I just say fuck them every time, you know, somebody asks me something, I say fuck them. Somebody wants me to do something, I say fuck them. Everybody, you know, wants this, that, or the other thing from me, I just say fuck them, okay? I would probably have myself physically removed from the shop. Get the fuck out. 0 points. This is the last one, folks. This is question number 10. Would you hire you? You get 0 points if, when asked if you would hire you, you reply, wait for it, fuck them. Fuck them. I gave myself a few tens there, but I gave myself a couple of eights. Number six, I forgot to score myself on number six. Let me go back and look at it. When you have to do maintenance, so I'm a 10. I'm a 10 there too. Okay, so Mr. Egomaniac here scored himself with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tens, and then 4 eights, and then a six. Number one was a six because I don't know. I am sort of a piece of shit, really. Seriously. Okay, so add the score up. Yeah, I'm going to add the score up real quick here. So I got an 88. Okay, here's the legend. Okay, now you're going to have to look it up on the internet. You're going to have to go on Facebook and pull this PDF off of here if Eric can get it put on there. This is the score. If you get 100, between 100 and 90, okay, if your score adds up to anywhere between 90 and 100, the scorecard says, yeah, fuck you, no one's that good. That's what it says. I wrote it. Look, no one's that fucking good. Everybody's got some sort of fucking quirk about them that drops them down below a 90, okay? If you're above a 90, yeah, go fuck yourself, okay? You're not a fucking 95. Nobody's 100, that's for sure, okay? 80 to 90, yeah, a little more reasonable. Really good employee. I wrote good employee. I was a really good employee. You know, if you come in and you just do the job the way you're supposed to do and everything goes right and you're always somebody you can be counted on, you have a great attitude and you never rip anybody off and you never don't do services, you're probably a really, really good employee. 70 to 80, yeah, a lot of us probably scored here and you're a very good employee, I would say. A good employee. You could use a little bit of I don't know, improvement maybe in a couple of areas there. And maybe even you recognize that. So, okay. 60 to 70. If you scored 60 to 70, that's not really a great score. You're probably an okay employee. You probably show up late every once in a while. You probably say fuck them every once in a while. You probably fucking don't put the micro filters in every once in a while, you know. And you probably might not hire yourself. Okay. How about this one? 50 to 40. Okay. You might have some serious attitude problems there. This is all at the bottom of the test, by the way. So you can self-score yourself and maybe even lie about the score if you want. Doesn't matter to me. Maybe if you want, post your score and maybe give me a little short blurb as to why you scored yourself this way, okay? But if you scored yourself in the 50 to 40 range, you probably have an attitude problem and you may not be the best employee ever. You might be a lot like the other employees. I think there's probably going to be a few people there with 40s, you know, scores in the 40s. If you have a score in the 30s, okay, I would say you probably have a very severe attitude problem, maybe a wicked attitude problem. Maybe you should be fired. Maybe you should find something else to do with your life. This might not be the fucking thing for you, okay? Here's the rest of the scores. 20s If you score in the 20s, you probably have a very severe attitude problem. You probably scored quite a few fuck-ems, and you should probably be fired along the way. You've probably pissed off a whole bunch of people, management, service advisors, fellow technicians, customers, parts people, and if they ganged up on you, would probably kill you. Okay, so try not to score in the 20s. If you have scored in the 20s, seriously, you know, put your shit together, get your shit together, and get better at what you do, okay? Now, if you scored the 10s and the teens, okay, anywhere between 10 and 20, you have a real serious attitude problem, and you probably, I wrote down here that you should be waterboarded, and you should be fired if you actually did manage somehow to get hired in the first fucking place, okay? And if you scored a single-digit score, okay, 0 to 10, fuck them. Okay, you're one of the fucking boys. Just fuck them. Okay, you should have never been hired. You should just get fired. You should never been hired. That's what I wrote too. You should never have been hired. Fuck them. So where do you fit in? Somewhere between. So where do you fit in, boys and girls and Greasy Wheels listeners? Where do you fit in? Do you fit in somewhere between perfect and fuck them? All right. That's it. The tech test. And you know what? I have one coming for the shop. I have a test. I haven't actually made it yet, but I'm going to make one for the shop because it's not fair to have a test to rate the technicians without rating the shop or the business that you work in, and that's coming. I do typically try to be as fair as possible. So with that in mind, we're going to make a test for the shop, and the shop test will be just as evil as this one was, okay? Does your shop buy you lunch? 10 points if they buy you lunch once a week, that kind of thing, okay? So look forward for that. All right. Now I've gone on for quite a while. This is almost an hour long podcast and it's probably not going to be able to be trimmed a whole heck of a lot. So it's going to be a long one and I apologize, but it's over now. And when it's over, I always say, see ya.